Whether plant or animal, there is nothing more important than producing the next generation. Instincts are set in motion to the exclusion of the outside world. Today, Jane Andrews recalls what it was like to put parenthood first. This is A Walk in the Park.
As I sit in my office at work, Cornell's live cam is on the computer like a window to the outside. In the background, road workers unload their trucks, students head to class, buses drop off commuters. In stark contrast to the foreground, a mother red-tailed hawk tenderly feeds her brood of four fluffy chicks. It reminds me of raising my own children, of spoon-feeding and laundry, and sneaking a nap in there somewhere. I remember the hormonal change in me when I was expecting my children. As in nature, everything changed. My priorities, my appetite, my focus. It was as if my world reduced to my immediate surroundings in preparation to care for a new person in the world. I saw the hawk yesterday dutifully cover her brood with her wings in the pouring rain, trusting that she would preen her feathers back in order in today's sunshine. As a mom, I remember just cleaning up the mess in front of me. It wasn't rocket science, it was apple juice. Nature made it possible for me to narrow my focus to cleaning up strewn Cheerios without giving it a second thought. My world consisted of four walls and strollers, car seats and grocery cart straps. The outside world just didn't enter in. When I observe the mother hawk, she trusts that her mate is busy finding food to bring home to his waiting family, which she prepares and feeds to her hungry brood, all while stealing a few bites to sustain herself. Nature is remarkably orderly, a well-oiled machine. I can't say that my house at the time was in suburban housewife form. Tending to my infant daughter, I was hormonally unable to carry on a professional conversation or impress anyone with my intelligence. It just wasn't there. Motherhood simply took over my focus and recalibrated my priorities to attend to the job at hand. Watching the mother hawk pay special attention to the smallest of her brood brings me confidence and hope that things in the world are not in total disarray. As bad as news is, observing nature continues to be a source of peace and an example of renewal that I can breathe about more easily.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.